Hey, welcome, B-Fam. How are you doing? This is Randall and Scarlett here. So this is Enjoying Your Blended Family. And we call it B-Fam just kind of for short for blended family because this is a blended family podcast. And so that's kind of whenever we introduce or whatever and we say, hey, B-Fam, you know, it's not like B-Fam like brother from another mother.
Or it could be.
But we're definitely not brothers from another mother.
No.
We are husband and wife.
But maybe there's a guy out there that is your brother from another mother or
oh, that'd
mine.
That'd be so weird. And then it'd be like, I didn't know I had another brother.
So focus.
So yeah, no, B-Fam. So that's kind of when we say, hey, B-Fam.
Blended family. The B-Fam.
So that is us, but welcome. We are so glad you're tuning in. We're so excited about doing this.
Yeah, and we created these episodes. God just placed it on our heart to take all the things that we have learned through our blended family journey and share the story. So many of the things that we went through, we felt like we were the only ones going through them at the time, and it silenced us in a way, and I think hurt us. It took us longer to get to a place of a blended family unit. And so we want to just take all that we've learned because God is just showing us, like, take it and use your story because there's people out there like you that need that light. They need to hear that hope that comes from our story.
Yeah, really, God had just really placed it on our hearts. It was like, you know, we knew we were in a transition in our lives just with what we were doing. And God just was, you know, pouring and ministering to us saying, man, you got a story. Y'all have been through so much, much with your blended family. Now you're on this other end where your marriage is strong, your kids' relationships, all that is so strong. And we've learned so much because we really were intentional with all of it and diving in. And so God just really put it on our hearts, like, share it. Let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. There's so many families out there that can be helped.
It's like taking the Band-Aid off and letting wound just get the natural air and expose.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross, that analogy.
That is a very gross analogy. And now we're all going to be thinking about this. We're going to be like,
sometimes you put the Band-Aid on and it's better for it, but usually long-term, not.
Yeah.
You can edit that out if you don't want that.
But then when it heals, it's an amazing thing because it all comes back together and it's beautiful. So there we go. Okay. Yeah, we just took that from a Band-Aid analogy to, bam, a blended family analogy. There it is. But no, so really what you're going to get as a listener, right, and this is our heart for you, is everything that we've learned so much through all avenues. We learned so much just from our relationship with God, diving in, growing closer with Him, to being intentional, communication, everything, counseling. I mean, we've been through so much. And so really, we're wanting to bring that to you. That way, whenever you walk away from each episode, that you just got maybe an aha moment or maybe a little more encouragement or something that you can apply to your family, that you can see those positive results that much quicker. It took us almost 15 years to get here. Mm-hmm. You know, it took us a while and a lot of struggles, and our heart is that it won't take you as long, or maybe you haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, and maybe you're still in your honeymoon period.
Yeah, you're in the honeymoon period, and you're like, oh, crap, what did we do? You know, once you come out of it, and then you've got, you know, a lot more information, and just continue, you know, I mean, we all learn and grow, and whenever we dive into information on what we really love and are passionate about. And I think for all of us, if you're tuning in, it's our families. So, you know, once we continue learning and growing there, man, you see the blessings, the fruit in your family. And that's power, right? And I think every one of us just want our family to be this dynamic, awesome unit that we all love each other. We all feel safe with each other, and you know, we're all just having a great time. So that's kind of what you will get out of this.
Yeah, and so our goal is to bring an episode to you every Monday and Friday. So Mondays will be more of the blended family issues that we've gone through, that we hear you guys are going through, just from being around, knowing that is struggles or issues that blended families go with. We want to hit that topic and then give you like some sort of tangible action step that you're going to be able to put into practice pretty immediately with your family, where it's not overwhelmed. Because so often when you learn new things and you dive into things like this, trying to improve in an area, there's so much that needs to be done that you can get overwhelmed, either try to do all of it at once, or it's so much that you just don't do anything. So we want to take little snippets that you can put into practice every week. And then our Friday episodes, which... Yes, that's going to be our Friday Fun Day.
Friday Fun Day!
And it's going to be focused on one of our key ingredients, which is being intentional and having fun.
Yes.
So we're going to be bringing you ideas on things that we do as a family, like either as a couple or that we do with our kids or that we do as a whole family. And we're just going to give you these ideas as we do them or things that we enjoy as a family.
And things we have learned and maybe things that we see or maybe things we want to do, right?
Yeah, so. All the, like, just different ideas, things outside of the box, and maybe as we share them with you, one, we might be able to give you some, like, tips, like, oh, this worked, or this didn't work, or maybe, you know, remember this, don't do this, or, like, it just stirs up that creativity inside of you, and it just ripples effects into, like, what you could do for your family and the interests that you guys have. It's basically just creating a space for you to be more intentional with your family, and we're just... Yeah. Guiding you through it.
I mean, what is family without having fun? You know, a lot of times we get caught up in that day-to-day grind and we lose that. And when we lose that, we start seeing negative effects in our family. So it's like being intentional, having fun. How cool is that? So, you know, whenever you really start pouring into that, not only are you being intentional, but man, you're growing so much closer together. You're creating memories. Yeah. You're creating just fun things. And sometimes that can be the challenge, just saying, well, I don't know what to do, you know? And so that's kind of part of it is we just want to share new ideas and stir up some creativity that you can do in your own family. So.
And we want to give you a promise, like 100% guarantee. That you
Ooh.
Will not, yeah.
100%
guarantee.
100% guarantee. That is like.
Tell me if I'm wrong, because
okay,
we didn't talk
okay,
about
okay.
this ahead of time.
I don't even know where we're going, but I'm excited.
You will never regret spending quality time with your family.
Oh, 100%. Yep.
There right. may be a yeah. lot of things in your life at the end of it that you're like, I regret spending yeah. too much time doing this, this, or that. It will never be that you loved on your family. Too much.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
that you didn't spend enough time with them.
Oh man, that's powerful. Yeah. No, good stuff.
And
yeah.
we're going to try
well,
to keep
right,
all of these. There, see? We're going to try to keep all of these episodes under 30 minutes just so that way you can have time. You take it all in, process it, and be able to go about your day. And
really, there's so much we could talk about. And so we just want to pull one little nugget out, you know, in each episode. That way, we're like she was saying, we're not overloading ourselves. Because I think so, we hear so much. And then we get that paralysis analysis where it's like we just freeze and don't do anything because it's just too much. So, you know, whenever we take, it's like that analogy, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Which is kind of gross if you think about it. I don't know who came up with that
saying.
One of
our kids loves elephants and she's like, no, I would never. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I don't know,
you
why,
know
you
I'm
would, why you would even attempt. But anyways, it's a powerful analogy, right? And you probably heard it. And so this is just refreshing. But how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. And so that's being intentional with your family and growing closer with your family, especially as we are blended families. How important is it just taking one step each and every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you draw closer and closer and closer, and you get there faster and faster whenever we dive into that. But we are, as we said, we're Randall and Scarlett. So if you have never heard of us before, you know, we're on all the social media handles, Facebook, Instagram. We run a website, Enjoying the Moment. So that's kind of where this started out, was a blog a long time ago. And we just love our family. We've struggled so much, and we said, you know what? We want this to work. But we are a blended family. We both came from divorce. And I think that was the powerful thing in for us is that, you know, I came from a divorce and I, you know, I had one biological child. My child's name is Riley. And she came from a divorce as well. She had two biological children. Her youngest name, Riley, very okay, I know, so we don't lose you. So that was kind of almost a deal breaker for her initially. Was like, oh, I can't date him because he has a child named Riley. So this will never work is some
glad
of the words.
Glad I pushed past that.
But so, yeah, so so our youngest is Riley. We try to call her Riley Rain. It's been little Riley, things like that. And then Devin is our son. He's the middle-aged child that we have. And then later on...
one of our youth students, sorry.
Yeah.
I was getting vibes like he wanted me to say
no,
it.
No, no, yeah. One of our youth students kind of, and we'll get into that a little later. She needed just a platform, had a rough way in life. And so when she was 17, we took her in. And she's around the same age as our kids now. But so we brought her into our family unit, and man, that was another blending, you know, trial that we've been going through, just having that added ingredient to where we're blending. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was so much power in that as well, but learned so much. And so, yeah, so we are now a family of six. We have reached the other side. We're now stepping into the other side of our kids are turning into young adults. So we're kind of coming at this from a perspective of we've been through a lot. We've been through raising our kids in a blended family. We've had a lot of fails. We've had a lot of wins. We've learned a whole lot. And so there's a lot of power mm-hmm. in that, that you know, we're bringing to the table that we really want to be able to share and pass on.
We also both came, we're both products of divorce as well. So, I mean, I don't really have to describe that because you know what that means. But so his parents divorced when he was a teenager. My parents divorced right before, like, I was a teenager. So we know that perspective as well of being a stepchild.
Kid and a stepchild, yeah.
All of that. And then, you know, bonding in those relationships or lack thereof in ways that we wished it would have been done, but then also having raised our family in a blended family.
Yeah, so really, we blended family has been our whole life in an essence. And so that's kind of where we're at. And we knew going into this marriage that, you know, what I didn't have in my prior marriage, and I think you can attest as well, is I didn't have God at the center. I didn't, you know, and so we are faith-based, we are God-focused, because after my marriage had failed, and just me being a single dad, raising my daughter, because I had custody of my daughter as well, I dove into church, and I started diving into God's Word, and man, just really strengthening that relationship. And when we connected and started dating and married, you know, we went through a lot of issues initially, but mm-hmm. it was that relationship with God that kept us together.
Yeah.
You know, and just both of us pouring into that, you know, God was the glue for our marriage and allowed us to continue to thrive and learn and grow together instead of grow apart. And mm-hmm. so that there was so much power in that. But yeah, no, we both came from long-term careers, and then we felt God had more for us. And, you know, she was a teacher of 10 years and very successful teacher of the year. What? so yeah, she's even featured on a commercial. ABC Mouse is like, what?
Oh, wow. You're just throwing out all my stuff. I'm so proud of you,
you know?
But, like, everything we've done as we've been having to, like, unfold some of our, like, resume, that type of stuff, noticing that everything we've done pretty much has been family-focused yeah. around kids, teenagers, parenting, like all of that stuff. That is our heart.
Yeah. Well, and over a decade at our church, we were in the kid ministry. We're in the youth ministry. We're in the youth ministry about 10 years. Just, man, we were there every time the doors were opening. You know, we were there involved, just pouring into students' lives. And that's kind of where we had said we had brought in one of the youth students. But we just poured into that ministry so much. Just love connecting with students, talking with parents and things of that. And we did that for over a decade. And then finally, God just created an opening to where we became the pastor. So, you know, I was a youth pastor for, you know, a few years, and
she was helping out with the children.
She was an assistant pastor, family pastor. And so, you know, we dove into that, learned so much. God showed us so much in that season of our lives. And mm-hmm. and now this new transition, we just felt God shifting us, saying, you know what? Share all this. There's so many hurting families out there, and so many families that could just use this before they get to this point. So, you know, that's kind of the power in it, and just the passion we have, just knowing we need more stuff like this out there. We need more of this. You know, we need to me, I wholeheartedly believe that family is the backbone of humanity. God created the family unit to be strong, and divorce and failed marriages just wreck so much havoc, mm-hmm. and can make us have so much baggage. And so then when we bring that into another mm-hmm. relationship, you know, we're already starting off limping. So, you know, and mm-hmm. God just wants us to learn and grow, and He wants us to work. He wants your family to work, you know, and there's power in that. And so that's part of this is whenever you become intentional and listening to things like this or reading books or, you know, whatever you're doing, just continuing to pour in that information, that man, the rewards are beautiful.
And now there are starting to be more blended family resources. So as we dive into it and we find things as well, we're going to be sharing those things with you so that you are just filling your basket with all kinds of tools for your family to succeed.
So we're excited. We're so excited about this process. We're so excited for you to join us. Mm-hmm. So be ready. Some of the first episodes that we're going to be bringing, we actually did a lot of lives. So on Facebook, so some of that will be a part of it because it was just so good. It's like, man, we got to share this stuff. So, you know, if you hear us referencing some other people, that was because we were live just talking with people. We love hearing from you. So, you know, email us and contact us. And, you know, if you have issues or things you would like for us to talk about, we want to hear.
Yeah, most of the topics we have addressed in these episodes coming up are topics that we saw were major issues for a lot of people that they were asking for us to cover. So as you find those things too, send us a message. Yeah. Let us know.
So we're so excited to be a part of this journey. We know, you know, no family is perfect, you know, but we continue learning and growing. We're not perfect, but we continue learning and growing, right?
Wait,
and
what?
I know. You're perfect to me, babe. But, you know, it is part of the process. And the more we connect with each other, the more we learn and grow with each other, the more we keep God in the center of everything we're doing, man, we see so much blessings, so much love, so much encouragement. So this our little intro segment. We just want to talk to you for a moment to let you know who we are, what we're about, and, you know, just the power that's going to be in this friendship that we have moving forward with each other. So we're so excited. We're so excited that you're joining us and just being a part of it.
And if you like what you're listening to, which hopefully you will, leave a review just or something to let us know. And we plan on sharing some of those from time to time as
For sure. We'd love to share some of your reviews, some of your comments and things like that, you know, and just kudos to you. And that's fun. Then that helps us, you know, that helps us to continue pouring this message out there and getting it out there. So be sure if you love this, subscribe. You know, it's free for you to subscribe, but that way you get the alerts, notifications, things like that when we do have a new episode coming out. We are on podcast platform. We are on YouTube.
Yeah,
platform.
So whatever you find is better, easier. If you like to look and watch, then check us out on YouTube. If you are more auditory, you want to listen to it while you're driving, running, doing household chores, then you got the option of the podcast. Yeah. So
it makes it easy, but we just love connecting. So listen, guys. We know we're just building this friendship, but I can already say I love you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We love you. We believe in you. We know your family is called to be a blessing, and God is just pouring those blessings all out in your family.
And we truly believe that you are not here by an accident.
No doubt.
So you have been searching for something, and God loves to weave all of our stories together. So here we are.
So that's it. Enjoy the episodes as we continue pouring out and everything. Be encouraged. Use it. So much good is going to come in your family. We know it. We've been praying over it and everything.
Yeah,
so listen, we love y'all, and we will see y'all on the next episode.
Bye guys.